Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, take it easy, Mother. Don't fret and worry about what to serve as a special surprise dinner for the family. Just relax, cause here's the answer. It's Kroger quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet, a meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store. And it's the very best beef you can buy today. So get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The cruel and wealthy Carrie Carlton has pulled a surprise. Instead of prosecuting Freddie Lang for the money he took from her, she's given the money to him as a loan to be returned to her in monthly payments. It's late the same day now, and Penny has a welcome visitor.
I'll get it, Nora.
Well, thanks, Miss Gibbs.
Hiya, Penny.
Hello, Johnny. Come on in.
Welcome, huh?
Mm-hmm, no worries.
Say, you're in a wonderful mood this afternoon.
Well, I should be.
You are, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be in an even better mood.
Oh?
I got the money you need to pay back Mrs. Carlton.
Oh, Johnny, no.
Oh, now, look, all I had to borrow was $400 with my $500 and $1,100 Freddie and Mr.
Johnny, you're wonderful, and I'm very grateful, but I don't need the money now.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm.
Well, where'd you get $2,000 in such a hurry?
Well, I didn't get it anywhere. It wasn't necessary.
Why not?
Well, if you come in, I'll tell you all about it.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take some high-grade convincing because I know what you think about Mrs. Carlton.
Oh, now, look, don't try to tell me Mrs. Carlton said to forget the whole thing.
You wouldn't believe that, would you?
Well, I certainly would not. Oh, what's she done, thrown Freddie in jail?
No, she hasn't thrown Freddie in jail. Now, sit down, because this is going to be such a shock that you may fall down.
Say, what is this?
You comfortably seated? Are you holding on good and tight?
Uh-huh.
All right, ready now. Guess what Mrs. Carlton did about the $2,000.
She had Freddie shot 2,000 times.
Oh, no, you silly fool. She gave him the money.
What?
Well, not outright. Not as a gift.
Oh. Well, that's better.
But she gave it to him as a loan to be returned in monthly payments.
Oh, she gave it to him as a loan?
Mm-hmm, to be returned in monthly payments.
And at how much interest? 100%?
Johnny Keith, at no interest.
I don't believe it. That old woman never gave anyone anything but a bad time.
Johnny, she's not at all what you think she is. Look, could she be so terribly awful and do what she did about the money?
Well, she has a reason for it. Some
her
diabolical...
Her reason was that she thought Freddie took the money for a good cause.
Oh, I see. She loves cows. Cows make her philanthropic.
Johnny, don't believe it if you don't want to. It happens to be the truth, and that's all that matters.
Is that a fact, Penny?
That's a fact, Johnny.
Mrs. Carlton called the money alone?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go to the police?
No. Nope.
She didn't make any threats or anything?
Nope, didn't make any threats or anything. She did just what I told you.
Well, I still can't believe it.
I know, it's almost too good to be true.
Penny, there's something behind it.
Johnny Keith, what do you mean there's something behind it?
A woman like Carrie Carlton doesn't do things like that without a reason, without an assurance of some personal gain in return.
What can she gain for what she did for Freddie except maybe a friend?
Oh, well, if she gained a friend, she got something she didn't want. People like Mrs. Carlton don't want friends.
People like Mrs. Carlton? Why do you keep on saying that? You don't know what she's like.
Oh, I know what her kind is like.
There is no one just like her, Johnny.
There are people who give away money, which is practically what she's done.
But she hasn't given it away. She's getting it back.
Well, that's the only part of the whole story I believe. She's getting it back. Queer thing is, she doesn't want it all back at once, with interest, besides.
Well, I can see there's no use trying to convince you that Mrs. Carlton's anything but a horrible old woman standing over a boiling cauldron of poison.
Well, I saw her drive by in a car one day. She looked as if she'd just taken a swig or two out of that cauldron herself.
You're hopeless. You are the most stubborn man I've ever met.
But you're glad you met me, aren't you?
Yes, I'm glad I met you. Look, you're going to return that money you borrowed from me, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, oh, sure, right away. You know, maybe I should thank old Mrs. Carlton. After all, thanks to her, I'll boost my credit around town, returning all this money so soon.
Now, you see, she can't be so terrible. She's even done you a favor.
Yes, accidentally. Only accidentally.
I give up.
Good. But you just wait and see. One of these days, you'll find out why Mrs. Carlton was what you call so generous. And you won't like what you find out.
I already know her reason. But I won't bother you with it.
Don't, please. Because seeing you taken in by that old woman makes me mad. I get all hot inside every time I think about it.
Must be nice to think about on cold days.
All right, go ahead. Make a joke out of it if you want to. One of these days you'll wake up and things won't be so funny. I guess I might just as well be talking to the air about that.
I guess you might just as well.
Well, I'm glad you admit it.
You know, you and I'll never agree about Mrs. Carlton until you know her as well as I do.
Oh, you really think you know her?
Yes, I really do, much better than you do.
Well, do you think that entitles you to say you know her?
I think I do.
You think you do?
Yes. Pat?
Well, I'm afraid you don't. No one ever gets to know a woman like Mrs.
There you go, saying it again. Johnny, there is no one like Mrs. Carlton.
Oh, she's cut out of a brand new pattern, is she? A mold used only once.
Yes, I think so.
All right, go ahead. Make an idol out of her if you want to. Don't come crying to me when she slides off a pedestal and comes crashing down on top of you.
My, what a masterful metaphor.
Masterful what?
Metaphor.
Oh.
Spready says let's skip it. We'll only argue when we talk about Mrs. Carlton. Wait till you get to know her, then we'll really talk.
I don't want to know her. I wish you didn't.
But I do. And I'm very thankful that I do, because thanks to her, I have a good job.
You mean it pays well. Penny, just what kind of a job is it?
We won't go into that.
Oh, come now. What kind of a job is it? Why can't you tell me what you're doing?
Because I can't. Now, let's not say any more about it.
Oh, yes, we will.
We won't.
Penny, you have to. You have
Johnny, we won't say any more about it, and that is final.
Okay.
Matt?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Johnny.
Well, I'm a little mad.
Just a little?
Yes, a little.
Don't be.
Well, I don't want to be. We never used to be angry with each other about anything.
Well, then let's pretend that this is used to be.
You mean we have to pretend?
Well, we used to pretend all the time.
Well, we used to be kids, too.
Well, we certainly aren't children any longer, are we?
Well, it's hard to say what we are or where we are, but we certainly aren't kids.
It's all right, though. Being grown up and growing up more, isn't it?
Uh-huh. As long as we can grow up together, the way we did once.
Well, maybe we will.
Penny, I hate to think of the time when I won't know you.
Will there be such a time?
Mm-mm. Not if I have anything to say about it.
Well, of course, it isn't entirely up to me either. I can't control the future any more than I control the past.
Well, I wish you had control of the past. A lot of things I wouldn't have done. And almost everything would be different now. Everything. That is everything except the way I feel about you.
I thought we decided we wouldn't think about the past.
Yes, I know, but it's sort of hard not to think of it. Forgetting the past is like trying to forget yourself, who and what you were.
Don't forget who and what you are, Johnny, because you're one of the finest men who ever lived.
And one of the most stupid.
Don't say that.
Let you say it, huh?
I've never called you stupid. You're far from it.
I hope you never change that opinion.
I've never changed any opinion I've had of you.
Hey. Well, that's an admission of something sort of important.
I know.
What, do you mind if I take advantage of it?
Yes, I mind. You just remember when I admitted.
Well, I'll never forget it. Penny, things will be the way they used to be.
Someday.
Well, when is someday?
I don't know. That's why I said someday. All right?
All right. Perfect. Look, For old time's sake, how about going for a ride with
me
this evening?
No, I couldn't. I have to do something for Mrs. Carlton tonight.
Oh, she's in the chemist.
Johnny, it's my job.
Sure, sure. But look, it's still early. What time is your appointment?
9 o'clock.
Well, it's only 5 now. How about a drive before supper?
All right, if you like.
I like. Get your hat and coat and let's go.
Right. But only for an hour. Nora?
Yes, Miss Kim?
I'm going out with Mr. Keith for about an hour. Will you be all right?
Oh, sure, Miss Kim. And have a good time.
Thank you. Okay, Johnny, I'm ready.
You're ready. This is something I've been ready for weeks. Weeks, nothing. I think this is what I've been waiting for all my life.
Oh, good afternoon, Nora.
Oh, Miss Dodge, hello.
Is Miss Phibbs in?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, she isn't, but she'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, fine, I'll wait for her then. How is everything, Nora?
Oh, cricket's just super, Miss Dodge. Just super.
Just super twice. Things must be absolutely marvelous. Tell me, Nora, how are your father and Freddie coming along with the dairy?
Oh, just super there, too. They're making their first deliveries Monday morning.
Oh, in business already?
Uh-huh. Will you take milk from their dairy, Miss Dodge?
Oh, I don't know, Nora. Things like that are up to the housekeeper in our place.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You know, Nora, I don't understand how Freddie and your father can be operating their dairy already. I thought they were short of funds for something or other.
Oh, they were, Miss Dodge. They need a lot of money for the herd. But they got it. And in the most super way, too. Freddie got $2,000 from Mrs. Carlton.
What? Mrs. Carlton gave Freddie $2,000?
No, she didn't exactly give it to Freddie. She lent it to him.
Lent it to him?
Well, she didn't exactly lend it to him either. He borrowed it.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, Miss Gibbs had some money that belonged to Mrs. Carlton. Only Freddie thought that it belonged to Miss Gibbs and that she wouldn't need it for a while. So he took $2,000 of it to pay for the herd. And when Miss Gibbs wanted it, $2,000 was missing. And, oh, things were in just a terrible mix-up until Mrs. Carlton said it was all right, that she'd replace the $2,000 herself, and Freddie could pay her back a little bit each month. Isn't it just super, Miss Dodge?
Super, that Freddie stole $2,000?
Oh, crickets, no, it wasn't stealing, exactly.
Well, I think it was, exactly. I also think the police would like to know about it, too.
Is Madeline Dodge going to the police about the $2,000? Will she prevail upon Mrs. Carlton not to be so lenient with Freddie and cause trouble for Penny and her friends? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, it's really no problem at all to serve your family a top-notch, sure-to-please dinner. Why, it's as simple as adding two and two. Just visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you serve them a dinner featuring a thick, juicy steak or crusty brown roast beef. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinnertime needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now your local announcer.